Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're doing a bit of a strategic thought experiment. We're taking two very different players from our research stack and kind of smashing them together just to see what happens, what breaks, or, you know, what gets built.
It's a bit like a David and Goliath situation, but maybe a more symbiotic one.
In a way, yeah. On one side, we've got Five9. If you work anywhere near customer experience or CX, you know the name. They are absolute heavyweights.
Oh, yeah. Cloud contact center giants. They're leaders in the, the 2025 Gartner Magic Quadrant?
That's the one. They're pushing this whole concept of agentic CX and genius AI. They are massive. They're public. They're very polished.
And then on the other side, you've got this disruptor. Auto Content API.
Right, which we need to be clear about. This is not just another ChatGPT wrapper. It's not some consumer app you download.
No, and that's a really crucial point right at the start. This isn't a chatbot. This is its infrastructure. A headless API-first engine built for once.
I am.
Volume. Automating media production podcasts, videos, deep research at a scale that, frankly, human teams just physically cannot match.
So the mission for this deep dive is to map the specific and honestly kind of terrifying capabilities of this API directly onto the business needs of a giant like Five9. We're talking marketing, sales enablement, even global support.
It's a fascinating case study because Five9 is already, you know, winning. They've got the awards, the Metrorain stuff. The tech is there. The question is, how do you scale the story of that tech?
Exactly. And we should probably start with the main point of friction here. I mean, why do these two even need each other? Five9 already creates really good content. I've been through the resource library. It's packed.
It is high value, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the format. I was digging through our source material on their assets. They've got the 2025 Business Leaders CX Report, Forrester TI Studies, white papers. This is brilliant stuff. But it's almost all PDFs.
The graveyard of good ideas.
A little harsh, but yeah, often true. Which brings us to the first big concept from the sources. Content saturation and mental availability.
Okay, break that down for us.
So mental availability is just a marketing term for, you know, how easily does a brand pop into your head when you're in a buying situation? In B2B, you build that with content. But here's the problem.
Attention.
The economy of attention. Asking a busy CTO to download and read a 50-page PDF. That is a huge ask.
It's a lot of friction. I mean, I host a show about deep research, and even I hesitate to open a 50-page PDF on my phone.
Exactly, and that's where all this great content sits. It's trapped. It's dark content. It exists, but no one's seeing it. Now, this is where Auto Content API comes in. The documentation describes a feature that's basically a notebook LM alternative.
Right. We've seen Notebook LM, the Google tool that turns text into audio.
Right, but think of this as the industrial strength version. The API can programmatically ingest that entire business leader CX report and transform it. It turns it into a two-person audio discussion, a lot like the one we're having right now.
Okay, let's be cynical for a moment. Does a potential Five9 client really want to listen to two AI voices discussing a white paper? Is the quality actually good enough?
That's the million-dollar question. According to the tech specs we have, the voice synthesis is described as natural, steady, and believable. It's designed to create dialogue, not just a robot reading a script.
Hmm.
The argument here isn't that it replaces a Super Bowl ad. It's about accessibility.
Okay.
If that CTO is driving home for 20 minutes, they can't read the PDF, but they can listen to the key takeaways.
So you're unlocking the dead time in their day, turning a commute into a soft sales pitch.
Precisely. You're turning a static asset into a portable one. And the real kicker here is the cost. The source material calls it radical efficiency.
I saw those numbers. They seemed optimistic.
They are startling. The source estimates that manually producing one high-quality B2B podcast episode costs, what, between $150 and $500 on the low end?
That sounds about right, yeah. Once you pay for editing, production, a writer.
With the API, the cost per episode is estimated between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Okay. That changes the entire calculation.
Yeah.
If it's $500, you pick your absolute best white paper once a quarter. You have to cherry pick.
Of course. But if it's 50 cents, you do it for everything. Every blog post, every case study, every single release note. It moves content creation from a craft model to an infrastructure model. Five9 could have an audio version of their entire library, like tomorrow.
It's just flooding the zone. But audio is just one piece. I was looking at the video side in the API doc, specifically that video create shorts endpoint.
Right. For the whole TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube shorts endpoint.
And Five9 has a lot to talk about there. They've got the MetroRank 2025 award, the MetroStar for WEM excellence. These are huge, but how do you tell that story in a press release?
So boring. No one shares a press release. The API workflow takes those key stats like Five9 recognized as leader and just automatically spits out vertical videos. And it uses AI avatars.
This is where I start to get a little skeptical. Faceless channels. It sounds a bit spammy, doesn't it? Like those weird YouTube algorithm farms.
It can be, if the content is junk. But the strategy here is about high-frequency, low-stakes updates. Mm. Imagine Five9 running a kind of news ticker on LinkedIn. 3, maybe 5 times a day, an AI avatar gives a quick industry update. Hey, did you see this new stat on agent retention? Done.
So it just keeps the brand top of mind. It keeps them mentally available without burning out their human marketing team.
Exactly. It solves the consistency problem. A human gets tired, goes on vacation, has writer's block. The API just runs. It makes sure that when that CTO is scrolling LinkedIn, they see Five9. Not once a month, but every day.
I want to pivot to sales for a second, because marketing is one thing, brand awareness is great, but Five9 is selling really complex stuff. Intelligent virtual agents, workflow automation. It's a high complexity sale.
It is, and complexity is the enemy of conversion.
Right. If I'm a buyer and I don't even understand what interaction analytics does, I'm not signing a contract. I might not even book the demo because I don't want to sound stupid.
That is a very real psychological barrier. And this is where the explainer engine idea comes into play.
Yeah.
The Auto Content API has a specific function for generating 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer videos.
Okay, walk me through that workflow. How would Five9 use that specifically?
All right, so imagine the API crawls the Five9 website. It lands on the gamification feature page. It reads the text, it understands the value prop, and then it generates a video explaining exactly how Five9's gamification works using stock footage or UI mockups you provide.
And it does this for every single feature page?
Every single one. Thousands of pages.
That's interesting, because normally a company has that one big shiny overview video on their homepage, and then the deeper pages are just walls of text.
Correct. Because who's going to spend $5,000 to produce a video for the Salesforce integration V2 page? It doesn't make sense. But with the API, the cost is basically zero. And the source makes a huge SEO argument here we have to talk about.
I saw that. The 53 times more likely to rank stat.
Yeah. The claim is that embedding video increases dwell time, how long a user stays on your page. Google sees that high dwell time as a quality signal. So having a video doesn't just help the human, it helps you show up in Google in the first place.
There's a trust problem here, though. We're talking about selling enterprise software to, you know, Fortune 500 companies. Are they going to buy from a robot?
That's a valid point. If the video feels cheap or robotic, it hurts the brand. But the API has voice cloning.
So Five9 could clone the voice of their actual CEO or a top salesperson.
Or a professional voice actor who becomes the consistent brand voice. So even though you're auto-generating thousands of videos, they all sound like Five9. It's that sonic branding consistency. It doesn't sound like generic TikTok robot voice number 4. It sounds official.
So you get the scale of AI, but you keep the human feel of the brand. That's a powerful mix.
It creates this sense of ubiquity. The company looks enormous because they have a custom answer for every single question you could possibly have.
You know, we always focus on the external facing stuff, marketing, sales, the revenue side. But when I look at Five9's own messaging, especially Agentic CX, so much of it is about empowering the workforce.
Workforce engagement management is a massive part of their platform. They sell tools to help agents be better at their jobs.
Right. And big companies are notoriously messy on the inside. Information gets stuck in silos. No one reads the memos. Five9 is pushing out updates all the time, new CRM integrations, changes to governance docs. How do you get 5,000 support agents to actually know that?
You usually don't. You send an email and 80% of them archive it without reading, or they skim it.
Guilty.
We all are. But the source material brought up a really cool internal use case. A private podcast network.
Okay, so treating your own employees like an audience you want to win over.
Exactly. The API takes those dry internal memos, or the technical manual for the Agent Desktop Plus, and it just converts them into an internal-only podcast feed.
I love that idea. So a support agent can just listen to the latest genius AI updates on their commute.
It turns homework into passive listening. It meets them where they are, and it goes even further. The source also mentions generating study guides and even quizzes right from the text.
Oh, so for onboarding new hires?
Huge for onboarding. You hire a new group of support staff, Instead of just giving them a 200-page manual, you feed that manual to the API. It spits out a series of audio lessons, and then it generates quizzes to check if they are paying attention. You're automating the curriculum creation.
That really does align with Five9's whole philosophy. Agentic CX is about AI helping humans do their jobs better. In this case, they'd be using AI to help their own people learn faster.
It's eating your own dog food, in the best way. It turns the internal knowledge base from this static, dusty thing into an active learning engine.
Now, we have to talk about the elephant in the room for any global company. Language. Five9 is everywhere. US, Europe, LATAM, Asia Pacific.
And language is usually the single biggest break on speed and scale.
For sure. You write a brilliant blog post in English. Then what? You send it to a translation agency for German.
You do. It takes 2 weeks, costs a few $100 per language. By the time the German version is ready, the conversation has moved on. Or worse, you just don't translate it, and that whole market feels left out.
And the Auto Content API supports, what was it, 50 plus languages?
Over 50. And it's instant.
So let's picture that workflow. Five9 hits publish on an English blog post.
And instantly, an automation triggers. The API generates a Spanish podcast for the team in Mexico, a German video summary for the European market, a Portuguese text briefing for Brazil, all at the same time.
That is what the source text was calling omnichannel ubiquity.
It just multiplies your addressable market overnight. You're not just an English-speaking thought leader anymore. You're a global one. And you didn't need to hire a local marketing team in every country to do it.
The speed thing, it connects to something else in the research that I found pretty mind-blowing. This idea of newsjacking with deep research.
Yeah. This is where it starts to feel a little bit like science fiction.
It does. The API can apparently integrate with social listening feeds. X, Reddit. It's monitoring for trends.
It's listening to the public conversation.
So let's play this out. Say AI trust or data privacy suddenly starts trending on Reddit. Maybe another company had a breach and people are freaking out.
Okay. So the API sees the trend. It sees the sentiment is fearful. It then triggers what it calls a deep research agent.
And this is not just asking ChatGPT for its opinion.
No. This is key. Deep research means it goes out to the live web, it reads current news articles, it understands the context of why people are upset right now, it gets facts, not hallucinations.
And then what?
Then it generates a draft, a script, a video outline, a blog post for Five9 that positions their trust office as the direct solution to that specific trending anxiety.
That is just incredible speed. Normally, by the time a corporate marketing team sees a trend, calls a meeting, approves a draft, gets legal to sign off.
The trend is dead. It's next week.
The source called it reaction lips.
Ah.
Trigger, research, production, distribution, in minutes.
It makes the brand feel incredibly agile. Like they have their finger on the pulse of the industry.
Yeah.
Constantly. You become a media company that also happens to sell software.
So let's try to synthesize all of this. We have Five9. They've got the expertise, the platform, the trust. And we have this Auto Content API, which provides the, what is it? The horsepower.
Action capacity. That's the real bottleneck for everyone today.
Yeah.
It's not distribution. The internet has infinite shelf space. The bottleneck is production. This API is the industrial engine that fills that shelf space.
And that API first detail is so important. We're not saying Five9 CMO has to sit there clicking buttons in a new app.
No. This all runs in the background. It connects to tools like Zapier or Make.com.
Hmm.
So the team at Five9 just sets up a rule. If a new PDF gets uploaded here, automatically create a podcast, a video, and a summary, and they walk away.
It frees up the humans.
It frees them up to focus on strategy, on high-level creative, on relationships. The bots handle the formatting and the rendering and the translating.
Which is, ironically, the exact same promise Five9 makes to its own customers with Agentic CX. Let the bots handle the routine tasks. Let the human agents handle the complex emotional work. It's a perfect parallel.
It really is. It's practicing what you preach, but at a structural marketing level.
But before I wrap, I think this all points to a really provocative question about the future. Something the source material hinted at, and frankly, it keeps me up at night a little.
What's that?
The web is changing. We are moving toward what some people are calling an agentic web.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning fewer humans are browsing websites in the old way. More and more, AI agents, like ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, are reading the web for us. They are indexing audio. They are reading transcripts. They're consuming structured data.
Right. I ask my AI for an answer. It reads 5 websites for me and then gives me the summary. I never even visit the original sites.
Exactly. And in that world, the winner is the company that provides the most structured, most easily digestible information to the AIs.
Ah, I see where you're going. If Five9 has thousands of videos and podcasts, all with clean transcripts, clean data, and audio files.
They are feeding the machines. If the search engines of the future are listening instead of just reading, you have to be speaking. You have to provide the fuel for these new agents.
That is a heavy thought. If you're not producing content at machine speed, are you even visible anymore?
Is headless content production the only way to survive the coming agentic web? That's the question.
Wow. It feels like if you're only relying on handcrafted content, you might be bringing a knife to a nuclear fight.
Yeah.
A massive question for our listeners and maybe for the folks over at Five9 to chew on. We'll leave it there for today. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Always a pleasure.